Amen. The church is going to make it. Amen. The question is whether you'll be in the church or not. Amen. I want to be in the church and be what God has for me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Bass, for asking us. Thank you, the Bass family and Life Tabernacle, for hosting a conference such as this. And I do appreciate it so very much. You're standing, looking with me in your Bibles to Luke chapter 1. And Luke chapter 1, it's good to have some of our folks here today from Apopka. The Lord has blessed us with a wonderful church. And God's church, we're glad to be a part of what God is doing. Amen. Amen. All my friends here today, told someone today, with friends like I have, nobody needs an enemy. Nobody needs an enemy when you have friends like I've got. And they have rode me hard. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Luke chapter 1, and then I'll pull one verse of scripture from Psalms chapter 34. See what the Lord will help us do today. Amen. I want to know more about Him. Luke 1 and verse 46. And Mary said, "My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior." Amen. Psalms chapter 34. Psalms chapter 34. Mary said, "My soul doth magnify the Lord." Amen. Psalms 34 and verse 3 says, "O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together." Amen. O magnify the Lord with me. Amen. How do we magnify God? How do we magnify God? Amen. There is no God like our God. Amen. Amen. How do we make Him bigger than He already is? Amen. Amen. Let's love Him and thank Him for His word today. Jesus, I love You. I need You today, Lord. Help us today, Jesus. Help us today. Jesus, we love You today. Help us today, Jesus. Help us today, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's thank Him for His word. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We need You today, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. God bless you today. You can be seated. I'm going to preach this morning like I'm in Apopka. Amen. And I want the Lord to help us. Praise the Lord. I think all of us know how to give God thanks, because in giving Him thanks, we're thanking Him, amen, for the things that He has done for us. Amen. We praise Him, amen, because He is worthy of our praise. We know how to praise Him because He's done so much for us. Amen. He has done great things in our life. And so it's not hard for us to offer to Him a sacrifice of praise when we know what He has done, the promises that we have of what He is going to do. Amen. So we can praise Him. Amen. We can worship Him because we understand that with His love, He loved us when we were unlovable. And we understand the worship of having a God like our God. And so we worship Him. We love Him because He first loved us. Amen, amen. But when it comes to this magnifying Him, I want to help us today. Amen. That when we understand that there is no God like our God, we can search the whole world over. We won't find another God like the God that we serve today. Amen. The psalmist said in Psalms the 86th chapter, among the gods, there is none like unto thee. O Lord, neither are there any works like thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. For thou art great and dost wondrous things. Thou art God alone. There is no God like our God. Job the 12th chapter says, for with Him is wisdom and strength. He hath counsel and understanding. Behold, He breaketh down, and it cannot be built again. He shutteth up a man, and there can be no opening. There is no God like our God. Behold, He withholdeth the waters, and they dry up. Also, He sendeth them out, and they overturn the earth. With Him is strength and wisdom. The deceived and the deceiver are His. There is no God like our God. Amen, 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 amen. He controls the deceived as well as the deceiver. Satan is not in control today. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. There's no God like our God. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew, the 28th chapter, Jesus came and spake unto them and saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. We're serving a God that there's none like Him. The deceived are serving the deceiver, and he cannot do anything for them. But our God holds it all. He's got the power today. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I'll tell you this morning that creation speaks of how great our God is. Amen. When we look around us, we can see the handiwork of God. That He stepped out on nothing. And He said, let there be. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to be honest with you today. I cannot understand all there is to God's creation. It's beyond me. When I see all of us sitting here today, and it looks like we all just sitting real still, and we're spinning at so many. And he spoke it into existence, and his word holds it in place. Hallelujah. I don't understand how all of this works. The scientists think they have it figured out. Then we, they explore just a little further and they find more. Amen, amen. I can't stand here today and tell you that all of these things make sense to me, but I know that it is the handiwork of God. It is His ability to speak things into existence. It didn't just evolve, but it was the spoken word. The Spirit moved. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament showeth His handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. Amen. It's just the handiwork of God. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. God knows it all. Whatever it is, all that's going on out there, God can hear it. Hallelujah. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath He set a tabernacle for the Son. Said, I'm putting all this in place. It didn't just happen. It didn't just decide that it was going to be that way. But God spoke it into existence, and He holds it there. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Amen. They around Orlando, they sending up these rockets, and they sending up all of these things to explore and find out all of these things. And God just said, let it be. Named them and put them in their places, and He holds it there. There's no God like our God. Hallelujah. Which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Amen. There's something that he does. When he does it right. Psalms chapter 8 says, when I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visitest him, for thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. There is no God like our God. All sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, the fish of the sea, whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent, is thy name in all the earth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There is no God like our God today. Come on this morning, lift out church a little while. Praise the Lord. When you see it, when you see the glory, when you see His handiwork, we wonder then, how can we magnify this kind of God that says, let it be, and it is. He holds it in place by His spoken word. And we wonder, how can we make Him any bigger than He already is? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Salvation speaks of how great our God is. When we look around today, a whole lot of folks sitting here this morning with many varied testimonies. Oh, yeah. And it's the handiwork of God. His Spirit that draws a person. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I can't understand today how or why God would love me. When I when I was yet in sin. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Without strength. In due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Hallelujah. It's beyond me to understand that God would love me. Hallelujah. But God commended His love toward us. And then in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you this morning, it speaks of His greatness. Whenever He would robe Himself in flesh, not for Himself, but for humanity. Because they had used their choice to fall prey to temptation and had brought separation between them and God. But He said, I look beyond that fault and I see the need of humanity. They need to be more than justified by blood. They need to be saved from the wrath. I'm talking about a God that said, I'm willing to pay the ultimate price so that I might redeem man from their sin. I'm telling you today, there's such varied testimonies in this house this morning, and it is God's work that He said, I'm going to save them. I'm going to love them when they're unlovable. I'm going to save them when they don't even realize that they're in need of salvation. He reached way down to the bottom. Come on, let's praise Him this morning. Somebody needs to give Him praise. Somebody needs to give Him glory today. Hallelujah. He is a God that can deliver the addict. He is a God that can deliver the alcoholic. He is a God that can deliver the immoral. He is a God. Come on, somebody help me preach today. He is the God that can deliver the religious. He is a God that looks beyond our faults and He says, I see something in that person that I'm going to save him. I'm going to call him out of darkness into this marvelous light. I'm going to put my spirit within them and I'm going to give them a reason to live. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody needs to remember where the Lord brought you from. If it had not been for the Lord that was on our side, let me tell you, I would not be here today, but because of Him. He saved me just in time. I've got to praise Him today, because if it had not been for Him, I could not be here. I wouldn't know what it felt like. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Salvation speaks of His greatness. Look today, and we've seen some folks come and God bring deliverance. Amen. Seen God mend the broken homes. Hallelujah. I don't know how to do a whole lot today, but I do know a God that knows how. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's something about it.
when we see what He's done. 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. He said, "For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us." Hallelujah. He died for us. Whether we wake or sleep. He said, "I'm going to take care of it all. Whether you live or whether you sleep." We should live together with Him. When He does things, He does it right. He don't just fix us for here. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody today needs to understand He didn't just fix you for here so that you could just feel good on Sunday night in your local church. He didn't just fix you so you could feel those doodads run up and down your back. But salvation, oh, I said salvation fixes us not only for here, but for the hereafter. There's no God like our God. There's no blood like that blood that was shed at Calvary that has the ability to remit sins, wash them away. I'm talking about a God that says, "I'll fix you for now. You can live with me now, and you can live with me for an eternity." Salvation speaks of the greatness of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Look into the heavens and see His handiwork. Look into the faces of people here today and see His handiwork. I'm telling you, it's a God like none other. There is none beside Him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There is something. We can give Him thanks because of this today. We can give Him praise today because of this. We can worship Him today because of all that He has done for us. Hallelujah. He's a God that saved me just in time. So now I must praise His name. I must praise His name. I must give to Him that praise because He's worthy today. He saved me just in time. He saved me. I was just about to be gone, but He saved me. I responded to Him. Oh, let's love Him a little bit today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm not going to preach much longer this morning. Come on, let's love Him a little bit. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, somebody love Him today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When we look at who God is and what He has done, we wonder, I wonder, how can I magnify this God? Job tells us to magnify His works. Job 36 and 24 says, "Remember that thou magnify His work, which men behold." How can I magnify His work when what He has done and accomplished? How can this be? David said, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together." How can I magnify God? Mary said, "In my soul, I magnify the Lord. My soul doth magnify the Lord." How can Mary do something that I can't seem to do? Job said, magnify his work. David said, oh, magnify the Lord with me. And Mary said, I have magnified the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. How can she do this? Let's look back with me in Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, let's pick up the story. It said, in the sixth month, the angel of Gabriel was sent from God into the city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. See, we're picking up the story. Zacharias and Elizabeth had been promised their child, the forerunner of Christ. It was something that had taken place. And we're picking up where now the angel of the Lord was sent to Mary. An angel came to her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. She said, What does this mean? The angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Hallelujah. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. Shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Now this is some heavy stuff. A whole lot of things were said in just a little bit of time. Carried a whole lot of weight. Mary looked at the angel and said, How can this be? How can this be? Seeing I know no man. She said, How can this be? How can this happen? It sounds good. It sounds good. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So, but how can this happen? Because I don't know a man, and this has got to be, if I'm going to have a child, that there's got to be a connection. I've got to conceive, and I've got to bring forth. If this is going to happen, I've got to know a man. And the angel said, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. Power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you this morning, I wish and I pray that the Holy Ghost would come in this place and overshadow some of us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's a work that's got to be done in this last day. I wish there would be a birth of intercession in us today. As Brother Howard preached last night, somewhere somebody understands it's got to be birth of the Holy Ghost. You got to make a decision, but the Holy Ghost has got to touch you. It's a ministry. It's a calling to intercede for others. Verse 36 said, Behold, Elizabeth, thy cousin, she is conceived in her old age, and she's in her sixth month, and she's called barren, but God has done this. Verse 37, For with God nothing shall be impossible. Mary said, It can't be. The angel said, I tell you what, the one that was called barren is with child. I want to to just tell you, that one they said they couldn't never have a child is with child. 6 months. And with God, nothing shall be impossible. I'm talking about how can we magnify God? How do we magnify God? How can this be? We understand. We hear it preached. And we know that there's something there. It's got to be. Amen. And Mary, looking at this impossible situation and hearing the promise of the angel that says, it's not impossible with God. Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Said, look at me. Look at me, angel. Be it unto me. According to thy word. Hallelujah. How do we magnify God? How do we magnify God? When God speaks to you through His Word and through His man, it can be, Brother Rally. It's impossible. I am such a failure. I have been up and down, in and out. Nothing has ever worked out. My family is associated with the barren. We've been going to church a long time, and it just seems like it had never worked out. Come on, somebody help me preach today. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I want to help somebody today. I want to help somebody today. Zacharias and Elizabeth, they kept on living for God in times of barrenness. Oh, yeah. Consistency, faithfulness. God does not overlook. That one that is the least, God says, I've looked at you. I'm telling you, God knows how to use people that we just don't see anything usable in them. When it gets down to you know nothing, I have nothing, I can't do anything, how can it be? I hear the promise that says nothing shall be impossible. And I'm looking to God today and say, see me. See me, God. I heard your word. I heard your man. I feel the touch of your spirit. Let it be unto me. Oh, come on, somebody today. Somebody needs to say, God, let it be unto me according to your word. Somebody needs to say, God, it's not impossible. Let it happen to me. How do we magnify God? When God speaks to us, we say, okay, God, that settles it. Come on, we can give Him thanks. We can give Him praise. We know how to do all of that. But it's something else when a person says, let it happen to me. I'm willing to be used of God. just interested in dancing and shouting, but put me on the front lines of the warfare. I want to be used of God. Let it happen to me according to your word. That's how we magnify God, is when we allow Him to use us.
Oh, somebody give Him praise here today. Oh, hallelujah. Let it be to me. Is anybody praying that prayer today? Let it be to me. Let it happen to me, God. Let it happen to me, God. I heard your word. I've heard your word. Let it happen to me. How do we magnify God? Now, let me preach for 10 minutes. Amen. Whenever you tell God, let it happen, you better be ready for change. Pregnancy carries some responsibility. Let it happen to me, God. Preach, preacher, that sounds good. We're at score 2003. I'm going to do it. But when you leave here, there's a seed in you that you said, God, put it in me and let it happen in me. You got to understand that this is not a fun thing. Everybody wants to hold the baby, but nobody wants to carry it to term. Come on, somebody. Preach us into the clouds on Sunday night. But it takes somebody before church. It's a veil. It takes somebody that'll say, God, I'm willing. My soul doth magnify the Lord. I'm carrying the promise. I'm carrying the promise. I've got to see it happen. I've got to do things right. How do we magnify Him? Let it be, God, to me. And then we don't abort the baby. I'm going to tell you. They said, she's messed up. Joseph said, we'll just put her away privately. We'll have time to go through all of this. This is so embarrassing. Can't do this. Come on, somebody, today. Something about a person that says, I'm willing to carry it to term. That they're willing to separate everything. Everybody that says whatever it takes, I'm willing to be used of God. Starts with our ability to yield to Him. We yield to Him, and then we have to be in a place that we can endure with Him. Because there is some enduring time with carrying a child to term. It changes you. If you're interested in just form, then don't get pregnant. Folks want to look right. Can I preach a little bit today? But it changes a woman. You lose some things for the sake of bearing a child. Somebody help me preach today.
want the joy without the price. I want the glory without the enduring. I can't eat sometimes because it just don't feel right. Something is moving within me. Whenever everybody else is sleeping, I'm awake because I've got something growing on the inside of me. It's changed my form. It's changed my routine. I used to just get up and everything just fell in place, but now it takes some effort. Sometimes, oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house today. Sometimes the pain of endurance. Some folks are just not interested in enduring the pain of childbirth. But God, give us some people that says, I want to magnify you. Take me and use me. If I've got to go to the mountain, I'm willing to go to the mountain with you for a little while until this thing happens. I'm not worried about what people are saying about me. I'm not worried about what people think about me. Something is birthed in me that I'm willing to carry it to term. I can't stop here. God, touch us today. Can't do that. Why can't you do it? I'm carrying something special today. I've got something that I'm looking out for today. Why aren't you going and doing what everybody else is doing? I'm carrying a promise. I'm holding on to something. I can't let this die in my womb. I can't let it die before its birth. I have something. I'm magnifying God. We've lived, you can be seated, long enough in a society that they have partial birth abortions now. Thank God we got a president that says end it now. God, give us some preachers that says end it here. We've brought it too far to let it die. I pastored close 3.5 years, and I knew that they was about to give birth, and they quit. Baby dies. Family never comes. Partial birth abortion. So close. Can I tell this church today that we're too close to abort now? It's some enduring. I said it's some enduring. Some service that's willing to push. Until it's birthed. Near birth. Not willing to finish the term. Some folks came to the store and you were thinking about quitting. Let me just tell you, they don't quit. Amen. You've carried it. Anybody ever seen a lady and you say, she's just about to give birth? It's just that look. Just that look. You just know. All they're thinking is, it's time. It's time. It's time. Can I tell the church today? It's time. Might seem that we're kind of staggering and kind of swelled out of proportion, but it's okay. It's part of carrying the baby. We've lost some farm, we've lost some things, but we've endured with Him. Come to a place of birth. How do we magnify Him? As if we say, let it be. To me. Let it be to me according to your word. God, give us some people that's willing to yield, to endure, and to serve. Until the birth. So much preaching been going on. I thought if all of our church was here to hear this message, and if they was here to hear that message, if they just could have heard that one, and I thought that God, if they could just get this, just be birthed in them, if they could just get in them. So I wept last night over the chair. I thought, God, if they could just get this. It just be put in them. This year, there's no telling what God would do in our churches. 9 months is a long time. But it's worth it. Feel something about to break loose in this conference today. God's about to do something when we leave here today. Oh God, when we go to our churches, I pray that your pastor sees some change in you, sees you growing, and they say, there was a seed planted, and they said, let it be. How do we magnify this big God? Stand with me. You know what some of you are doing? How can it be? How can it be? I don't know. The angel says, the one that was bearing the 6 months with child. Nothing is impossible with God. Hallelujah. We've been in Apopka about 3.5 years. God's blessed us with some good people. Month of December and January, we averaged 50. Thank you very much to folks that's got a large church. We got about 8 or 10 that was there when I went. The rest of them didn't want to carry the load. God's blessed us with new people. I believe it. Let it happen. My family can't be saved. My children can come to God. My husband can be saved. We've been up. We've been down. But we carried the baby. Revival is assured to the person that says, I'm willing to carry it. Let it be. Do you want to know how to magnify God? Oh, we know how to give Him thanks around here. We know how to praise Him. We know how to worship Him. We've been having good church. But if we're going to ever magnify Him, we got to say, from the youngest to the oldest here today, we got to say, let it be. Let it be, God, to me. Let it happen in my pastor's wife. Let it happen in my pastor. Let it happen to them over across the church. Let it happen. I just want to reap the benefits. I just want to ooh and ah over the baby. What if everybody had that attitude? It takes some people that's willing to lose some sleep, miss some meals, carry the load. Do you want to magnify? Lift your hands to the Lord right now and just love Him. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.